Welcome back to Tampa, a city that hopes to get a big boost from the convention. The 1988 bestseller Megatrends declared Tampa America's next great city, and there is much to love here. But there's been little infrastructure investment. The downtown is empty at night. And the Tampa Bay Online reports that behind the scenes, business owners have begun to talk about providing political cover for officials looking to invest. Cover from whom? Well, from increasingly vocal Tea Partiers who object to spending, some of them citing a theory that intelligent land use management is a UN conspiracy. The Pinellas County Commission says the trend is no new taxes, we're not going to invest anymore. And AttitudeSalon.com says exists in the Republican Party. They call it the Tampification of America. Those are fighting words for a woman we sat down with near some noisy fountains at our hotel, Sharon Calvert, co-founder of the Tampa Tea Party. You want limited government.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the government our founding fathers gave us.
What about the thinking that you have to spend in the short term in order to benefit in the long term? I think there's four Forbes companies within the Tampa area, and this is a big area. And the business leaders have expressed concern that without the spending, without the investment in a place like Tampa, you're not going to lure the kind of businesses, you're not going to have the after effect of a convention that people come here and stay here.
I disagree with you on that. Innovations in transportation are probably going to be in the private sector. And on top of that, we see more and more companies are telecommuting. So you need to be thinking a little bit more outside the box.
There was a 1 cent light rail tax proposed because some people feel Tampa desperately needs more public transportation.
Absolutely not. I was a co-founder and a spokesperson for No Tax for Tracks, who actually fought and successfully defeated overwhelmingly that tax in 2010. Our local transit agency, HART, is doing the absolute right thing. They're concentrating on our bus service. Buses are much more flexible. They're much less costly. And they actually can take you to where you want to go.
Let me tick off some things that Salon has put together, an assessment of Tampa. In 2010, Forbes ranked Tampa dead last out of 60 metro areas for commuting. Transportation for America declared it the second most dangerous city for pedestrians. And a 2007 survey of 30 metropolitan areas found exactly one with no walkable destinations, Tampa, Florida. So some people say this idea of investing in things like light rail, bike paths, walkways, yes, it's spending in the short term, but it invigorates cities in the long term.
Well, I disagree with that. And for one thing, we do not have a very large downtown. In fact, we don't even have a downtown the size of Charlotte that did put that light rail that, oh, by the way, cost about four times what they said it was going to cost. Here in the state of Florida, because of our weather, because of our thunderstorms in the afternoon, we are not a walkable city. However, we could make communities a little bit differently. Privately, we can look at the villages north of us. We can look at Sun City Center to the south of us.
The villages is a privately owned retirement community.
Yes, and perhaps something that we could look at, you know, in the private sector is, you know, using golf carts or bicycles in those communities. I say let the private sector market those ideas.
Do you believe in the thinking that Agenda 21, and let me take a second to explain this to listeners who haven't heard of it, that Agenda 21, which is in reality about a 20-year-old plan from the United Nations for sustainable growth in largely third world countries. There are some who view this as a conspiracy theory, that this is an attempt to sort of take over and spend in the cities. Michelle Bachmann, I think, has voiced this. Do you believe when there is suggested sustainable, some would call it smart planning for cities, that it is part of a conspiracy?
I don't talk in the terms of Agenda 21. I advocate against the initiatives that are part of that agenda.
So what are some of those, as you
smart
say?
Smart growth. Smart growth, which if you look at where the housing bubble burst the biggest, it was in those states that had smart growth initiatives or techniques.
To define smart growth first.
Well, if you look at California, we all understand there's going to be impacts to your roads, your sewer, your water. I mean, we have impact fees, right? But it's not so much driving the control of what you can develop there. Smart planning dictates what you develop, not only the impact to your infrastructure. I am a strong supporter and believer in individual property rights, and I feel that they are under attack right now.
What about the number of foreclosures? It's really quite astonishing. We went to a shelter. 20,000 children in Tampa apparently are homeless because of the housing crisis. Don't they need government help? Is that a place where you would approve of spending?
We will always have a safety net. In fact, the American people, you know, without having to be coerced by the government, you know, it used to be family and charities is where you went to when you were in need, not the government. What's happened actually probably ever since they got the income tax passed.
So you're saying that that government policies like taxation, like income tax, hurt the charities because people have to pay more taxes so they're not giving as much to charities? Is that what you're...
Well, they've taken the place of. And also, if you look at some of the nonprofits or many of the nonprofits, they get government money anyway. So it's kind of come this whole full circle. All the charity basically comes from the government. I think when you believe in a cause, you support them through thick and thin. But with the government, you only have X amount of the pie that you're able to divvy up. And you get to pick winners and losers. And, you know, maybe it goes to some places that perhaps people don't think it is so charitable.
How are you feeling about going into the Republican convention?
The picking of Paul Ryan is huge.
Paul Ryan voted for the stimulus.
I was against the stimulus. And I didn't agree with Romney Care either. I think the bigger question is, or the concern that I have, is we take the Senate. Because the only way to repeal Obamacare is to take back the Senate.
Yeah, so how do you feel about what's happened in Missouri?
That makes Florida more important. We got to defeat Bill Nelson.
What else do you want to see happen? What do you think needs to happen this week?
Well, I think what the ticket needs to convey is what they're going to do. We already know the failed policies of the last 3.5 years. I talked to many small business that are reeling with regulations. So I think if the GOP can state their vision of where they're going to take this country, and it's a positive one, people are ready for some positive visions of our country, not blame. I mean, blame has gotten very old. When the Republican Party stands on their principles, which is limited government, which is fiscal responsibility, they win.
Do you worry about Paul Ryan's stand on partially privatizing Medicare?
Absolutely not.
Because, I mean, you've got elderly people here who are worried.
My mother. She's in her 80s. I mean, we've had that long discussion. And I think the Medi-Scare is backfiring.
A lot of people talk about
that,
but just the privatization.
Taken $716 billion out of Medicare.
But so does Paul Ryan.
Well, I probably don't know enough about the comparisons of it all, but all I can say is just about every policy that's been passed by the Democrats since 2006, so far all I've seen is failure.
That's Sharon Calvert, co-founder of the Tampa Tea Party. By the way, we're going to take a closer look at Agenda 21 in the weeks ahead. We spoke of it. Sharon tells us some cities are actually turning down money they think comes from that UN plan. We'll take a look. But ahead, convention speeches.